Saita Pegdal Mishnah Aleph. Arusa Vishemeres Yovam. There are two women who are in a state of marriage to a man, but they're not living together with the man. One is an Arusa. Arusa has din of an Eishes Ish. She's a Sur Lashuk. If she's Mizana, she's Chayv Misa. Her Einish is even more Chomer. An Arusa could be Chayv Skila. But an Arusa is an Eishes Ish, but she's not living with her husband. Shemeres Yovam is a little bit more of a Chiddush. There's a state of Zika, Beino, and between the Yova. She's only also B'chai Ve'lavin. L'si Eishes HaMeis HaChutzah is a Lava of Yovam and Lashuk. But L'maisa, she's not a full Eishes Ish, but she is in a state where she's bound to the Yovam. By both of them, L'oi Shoisois V'loi Noitlus Ksuba. Their state, if there's Kino Vistira, is that there is no, the story doesn't play itself out with the whole shtir and carbon, etc. in the Mishkan. Shenema the Torah says, Ashetiste isho tachas isho. A woman who became a soita, was soita mitachas bailo, is only by an isho tachas isho, by a woman who's under her husband, by a woman who's living with her husband. Pratla rusim shemes yovam. However, the znus is a znus. So the suffix that's rendered al yidei the kino lovanistura is there even by an arusa, even by a shemes yovam. Therefore, loy noitlus ksuba. They're asura lebaileim. She's asura liyovam, and therefore loy noitlus ksuba. A few horrors. One is that the Mishnah would seem to be mufurish that a shemeres yovam that is mizana. Let's say there are edim. She was mizana. She's asura to the yovam. She becomes a soita. Seems to be mufurish that way in the Mishnah. Loy noitlus ksuba. Lemaisa to machloikis. The maskonas haGemara daf yud chesam bezis where we paskan lahalochet to machloikis amiroim is that a shemeres yovam she zinses muteres liyovam even by znos vaday. So what's loy noitlus ksuba? She's muteres liyovam. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, Rashi, it's brought over here in the Tosis Yom Tov, that even if she's not Asura to the Yovam could say he's not willing to take her. Lamai says she was Mizana Tachtov, to say that he has to take her, and if he wants to be Megarisha, he has to pay her a Ksuba, it's her fault that he wants to be Megarisha. So before the Yibam actually takes place, he has a right to be Megarisha without a Ksuba. He said Lamai says she was Zona Tachtov, and it's her fault. If it's her fault, she doesn't get a Ksuba. That's the way you'll have to answer. The other point that's Lechor Mavur over here is that Narusa gets a Ksuba, which is a Gansin Nidoin. When you learn Ksubas, the beginning of the Masechta, Dafir Alf, Dafir Beis, and also the Sugis at the end of the Masechta. And Lechor, this would seem to be a Mishnah Mufureshes that a Arusa does get a Ksuba. According to the Shita that Narusa doesn't have a Ksuba, you'll have to say that we're saying, we're talking about a case where the husband Lamaisa did write it because of Lomi Atzmai. And that he could do, and in that case, Shitaka loses her ksuba. Now the Mishnah has cases where the woman isn't Gansin married, she's in the Nesua, but the marriage has an Issa. Almonu l'koin godl, l'koin godl is not allowed to marry an Almonu. Grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedit. It's also chai ve'lavin. Grusha is mideraisa. Chalutza l'koin hedit, a woman who had chalitza from her husband, is mideraisa, she has din of an Almonu from her first husband. Midrabbonon, they said chalutza is similar to grusha, they asked her to a kohen hedit. You always have all over shas, grusha and chalutza to a kohen hedit. Mamzeres and nesino li Yisrael, and mamzeres is also midaraisa li Yisrael. Nesino is the chazal's loshen, the equivalent of a mamze midrabbonon. He's descended from the givonim that were megai b'mei Yeshua v'nun, chazal passed them l'kol, so they're like mamzeru. So Chazal again used the expression all over Shas of Mamze v'Nosen. So Mamzeres and Nesinu Yisrael or Bas Yisrael leMamze ulNosen. The Fakert is also true. Both of them are Asurim. Loi Shoisois v'Loi Noitlus Ksuba. Now you're not going to say because they're not married, but the Parsha of Shtir and the testing of the Mayim Amorim. Kisiste ishtoi, the Torah says, Beru uyo li ishu sakos medaber prat lamon al kohen godl. Any chai ve'lavin are not called ru'uyo li ishu, so the middle of the Torah was memayit them. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah Yevamah says that they do get a ksuba. Chai ve'lavin, the husband does have to give her a ksuba. It's only chai ve'lavin which are derabonon. Shnir is la'rais, they took away the ksuba, but regular chiv lav, he has to divorce her and he has to give her a ksuba. But over here, Lainet's ksuba because they were misyachet. We're talking about that she was Asura. She was Kina Lov and Istara. So Loishoy says, but also Lenoitz Ksuba, about they forfeit their Ksuba. Mishnah Beis, Ve'elu Loishoy says, Ve'loinoitlis Ksuba. We just had cases in Mishnah Aleph, but here we're going to have more cases of Loishoy says, Ve'loinoitlis Ksuba. Ho'meres Tmeani. This we already had. She says Tmeani, so Avada she's Asura Labaila, she admitted. And she also loses her Ksuba. But also Loishoy says, because she admitted, there's no Sophic. V'shabo leo edim she Tmeya. Edim Ken said she was Tmeya. We had in Per Gimel a Gansa Duchred of two types of cases of Edim, Ayin Shom, but over here the case is straightforward. Edim comes and says she's Tmeya. Voimere say Nishoy, if she says she doesn't want to drink, so she's not admitting that she's guilty, but Lamai said the halacha is that we're not going to give her connected to Tzorna. It's only if she wanted to clear herself and she drinks, then she'll be punished. But like this, we won't give her, but Lamaisa, she was kin of loving Esther, she's Asura Labailam, and there I saw. Oma Bailo Eni Mashka, the husband says, I don't want to give her, is the same thing, also. Over there, she's Asura Loi, and there's no way to test. Vishab Bailo Boaleo Baderech, we said that Bailo Boaleo Baderech is not Vinikiso Mi Ovoin, therefore the water won't work, we won't give her the water, we won't go through the Seder Hashko. But Lamaisa, she's Asura Labailo. Therefore, Loishoy says, but Lenoitz Ksuba. So the Mishnah's prefaced Ve'el Loishoy says for Lenoitz Ksuba. But this last case of Bailo Bo Oleo Baderech, even though Be'etzim, she's Asura Labailo, he's not allowed to live with her, so she should lose her Ksuba. But over here, the Halacha Dafka is Netelus Ksubos of Loishoy says. Lamaisa, why wasn't she able to drink the water? It was her husband's fault. Bailo Bo Oleo Baderech. Therefore, the halacha is neitelus ksubasa. So loishayse because it's no v'nikisa ovin, but lamais she doesn't lose her ksuba. Mesu balein ad shaloshosu. Here is a new din. What happens if it's nobody's fault, but lamais is stuck at an impasse? Mesu balein, and the gzeis hakosev is that only the husband could be mashker. If her husband died, it could be that she was asuraloi. Could be she has din of asaita. So marshal. Let's say her husband died and she nefel siyivim. We have the beginning of the Vesechta. She has din of a suffix soita and she's not puteres to the yovam. But over here, mesu balein ad shele shosu. So now, klape ksuba, she's not going to her husband because he's dead. She's going to his yorshim. Be shamay oimim neutlas ksuba veloy shoises. Drink not, because only a live husband can be mashke ishtoi. Aval amaisu neutlas ksuba. Why? Since you have a suffix and the suffix is outstanding. So it's like this. If her husband was alive and she wasn't able to drink, so there, it's her fault. But over here, Mesu Balen, she says, I was ready to drink. I'm ready to clear my name. So you can't take away the ksuba based on her not drinking. It's his problem, Mesu Balen, like we just said. But Lamaisi have a suffix. She wants to be gave her ksuba from the Yashim. The Yashim say, as far as we're concerned, you're self-excited. Why should we pay the ksuba? The halacha is Beishamay Nezel Ksuba, and here we have a klal. Beishamay has what the Gemara calls in Daf Kovei, Shtar Choy Vaim Mid Ligvois Kegovui Domi. Even though normally in a case of Safek Momen, the halacha is Hamaitse Mechavel Varaya, the Muchzik wins. L'chor over here, the Muchzik is the Yorshim, she's being Maitse Momen, she wants to collect the Choyv. So L'chor she's being Maitse. Afilohochi Beishamay sees that since the Ksuba is an established Choyv Befonenu, that's the status quo. It's a shtar ha'imid ligvois, which means it's not just a function of the shtar being written. It's a function of that this choiv is affirmed by us, and it's written up in a shtar, and it creates a shibud. That means that she has it. It's not just she wants to create money of her own by getting from him. It's something that kigovidom, it's already by her. It's by her in the bank. So Mamela, over here, the status quo that we'll say, ha'maitzu mechavel v'raya, is for the yoyish, or the yoshim, to prove to upend the status quo of there being a chiv ksuba. Ubeisil loimim loishoisis for loinaisis ksuba. Ubeisil does not hold of star hoimid ligvais kagovi domi. And therefore he holds that the klal of moitzi muksik over here is the same as every other case in Shas. Over here the wife is the moitzi from the yoshim are the mukzokim, and therefore the halacha is loinaisis ksuba. The famous kasha over here, Toisus as the kasha on Daf Kofei. There should be another reason why she should be able to collect.
She says that she's owed a ksuba. The Yoshim don't know. We call that a tainas bari, a tvias bari, and the muhzik is only a shema. Now, it happens to be we paskin, that bari v'shema, and the muhzik is a shema, lav bari adif. We don't award the money to the bari. But lemaisa in a bunch of places in Shas, machlekes of Nachman and Ravuna, and there is a shita. The shita of Ravuna is that bari v'shema bari adif. Reuven comes to Bez and says, Shimon owes him $100. Shimon says, I don't know, maybe. We paskin that Shimon is not mechuyev because it's a muhzik, but Ravuna holds that. How does he explain this Mishnah? Why doesn't she collect on bari v'shema? So the Tosfos explains a fundamental vort. He says, bari v'shema is always because we hear the bari, and the shema who says, I don't know, we don't hear him, b'makom bari. Over here, you can't not hear the tzara of the Yoshim. Listen. Kinala v'nistero, it's raglayim adov, it's a smoking gun. That means the zach is here. To say that you don't hear the Yoshim, they're just a maybe, they're not just a maybe, they're raglayim adov. B'chi agadnu, you can't discount their tainas shema, and therefore you can't give her a ksuba. It's only the shtar ha'imid ligvez kegovidami that would make him have to, that make the Yoshim have to pay the money. We don't pass that way. We hold like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai.